This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Mission Mausam in New Delhi today with the goal of making the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. Mr. Modi will launch this mission during the celebrations of 150th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Mission Mausam aims to achieve its target by developing cutting-edge weather surveillance technologies and systems. The initiative will implement high-resolution atmospheric observations, next-generation radars, and satellites and high-performance computers. It will also focus on improving the understanding of weather and climate processes and providing air quality data, which will help in strategizing weather management and intervention in the long run. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the prestigious Sonmarg Tunnel in Ganderbal district of Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. The tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving boost to defence logistics in the region. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways. The Prime Minister asserted that the work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees. The country's net direct tax collection has surged by nearly 16% to around 16 lakh 90,000 crore rupees in the current financial year so far. According to Central Board of Direct Taxes, the gross direct tax collection has also achieved an impressive growth of around 20%, amounting to over 20 lakh crore rupees. This is a significant increase from around 17 lakh crore rupees collected during the same period in the last fiscal year. The corporate tax contributed to around 10 lakh crore, while non-corporate tax stood at around 11 lakh crore rupees. Odisha has become the 34th state and union territory to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Under this scheme, health cover of 5 lakh rupees per year is provided for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization of every family. National Health Authority and Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Odisha signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU in New Delhi yesterday in this regard. Speaking on the occasion, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said that over 8 crore hospitalization has been recorded under the Ayushman Bharat scheme. He also said that the hospitalization has significantly increased in far-flung and remote areas of the country due to access to health facilities aided by the scheme. He added that 45% of India's population is covered under the scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the people of Odisha over the implementation of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that scheme will ensure the highest quality health care at affordable rates. National Testing Agency, NTA, has postponed the UGC NET December 2024 exam, which was scheduled for tomorrow. In a statement, the NTA said it has received representations to postpone the UGC NET examination on account of Pongal, Makar Sankranti and other festivals on 15 January. The new date of exam will be announced later. NTA said the examination scheduled on 16 January will be conducted as per the earlier schedule. India has sent the second tranche of food grain assistance for the people of Lesotho. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said this assistance will help Lesotho to address the food security issues. President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, will be on a five-day visit to India beginning today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament, and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. India started their Khoko World Cup 2025 campaign with a thrilling victory over Nepal, 42-37 in their Group A encounter last night. The match held at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi proved to be an exciting contest, setting the tone for the tournament. From the Indian men's team, Aditya Ganpule fetched the best player of the match title and Shiva Reddy was the best attacker of the match. Rohit Kumar from Nepal squad won best defender of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.